This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Nitain Harbeli Eimech. Nitain Harbeli says, Hachek Mishachin Ra. Further yourself from a bad neighbor. Shachin Ra. Va'altischaber L'Rasha. And do not affiliate yourself with the Rasha. The Chidah explains that when it says Hachek Mishachin Ra, furthering yourself from a bad neighbor, we're talking about the neighbor who's near the neighbor who's bad. Because the Shachin Ra, says the Chidah, isn't the bad neighbor, but rather the Shachin Ra is the neighbor who's next to the bad neighbor, and that's a bad neighbor for you. Harchek Mishachin Ra. So you have to further yourself from that neighbor. Now, before we get into understanding the Mishnah, we're going to discuss, is this a halacha Mishnah? Or is this Eitzah? Is this good counsel of what Hanhagah should be in a neighborhood? Now, we all know neighborhoods are complicated. Neighborhoods are difficult. So what is this Mishnah telling us? Is this Mishnah teaching us halacha? Is this Mishnah teaching us Musar Eitzah? So we're going to get into that in a few moments. But before we do, I want to shtelzach. I want to be ma'ayra. I want to point out the diyukim in the Mishnah that need to be addressed. And the first question is, Shachein Ra, and then it says, Val tischabel Rasha. Is it the same? Are we talking about the same person? Is a Shachin Ra a Rasha? Is the Rasha the Shachin Ra? Maybe it's the same type of person. Maybe we're talking about the same person. They're both the same individual, whatever the Chatoyim are, as we soon will get into in a few moments. What are his sins? Why is he Ra? But whatever it is, here it's talking about the Shachin, and here it's talking about the affiliation, maybe in business. Or in shul, in connection. And the Mishnah is talking about the same person. That's l'chayra, the shayla, how to understand the Mishnah. Is the Shachin Ra the same person as the Rasha? The Rishaynim and the Achreinim both say, we'll soon see clearly from the Meiri, as Reb Chaim Valojine, that it has to be different because it's different Lashon. Shachin Ra, it should say Shachin Rasha. Obviously, the Shachin is not a Rasha, because if he was, it would say Rasha. You don't have to have different Lashenis, Shachin Ra, and then change it to Schabel Rasha. It should have been either Harchek Mishachin Ra, not the Schabel Ra, or the other way around, Harchek Mishachin Rasha, not the Schabel Rasha. Why do we have different Lashenis? So we're going to see from the Rishaynim and the Achreinim that we're actually talking about two different types of people, two different Rishis and Ra, which will make a very big difference in understanding the Pshat and the Mishnah. The other Shaila that needs to be addressed, why by the Shachain does it use a Lashon of Harchek, while by the Rasha it just says Al Tischaber? Harchik means to go far away from something. That's a lot more than tischaber. I mean, if you're not allowed to be connected, so then just say al tischaber to the Rasha, and as well as al tischaber l'shachin ra. You see that there's a difference between the shachin ra, that by the shachin ra it says harchik, While by the Chrasha, it says Al Tischaber, which means don't affiliate. But you have to stay far away from him. It doesn't say that. These are the two shailas that the Mefarshim ask on the Mishnah. And again, we have to discuss, what is this Mishnah teaching us? Is it a halacha? Is it an Eitz HaTayva? And let's see how it's negei l'maisa. Let's see how we apply it l'maisa. So again, just to be clear, let's understand the context of the Mishnah in light of the ha'aris, the diukim that that the Mefarshim make. By the Shachain, it says Harchek, and by the Rosh, it says Al Tischaber. And also, why Rasha and Ra? Is there a difference between the two? Is the Shachin not a Rasha? He's just Ra, not a Rasha? Is there such a thing as Ra not being a Rasha? From the Mishnah, it seems to be that there's a difference, right? Obviously, we are making the difference between the Shachin Ra and the Rasha. So let me begin with Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda says that what is this Mishnah addressing? Zakt Rabbeinu Yehuda, this Mishnah is referring to L'seicher batim u'lekeine batim. A person walks into the real estate agency and he asks for a house. He wants to move into a neighborhood. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, that's what this Mishnah is addressing. You should take into account the two things that it says here in the Mishnah. Harchek mishachin ra, al tischabel rasha. You know, when you look for a house, and you go to the house realty, they'll tell you all the milas, all the way to the pool. That's how they're going to tell you the front yard, the backyard, the pool, the chveza. Maybe I'm wrong. I think that's what they do. That's from the... Might be wrong, but I imagine that that's what it's about. Well, the truth is the Mishnah says not to ask about the pool. The Mishnah tells us to go ask a whole different slew of questions, and that is, Harchek Mishachin Ra, Mal Tischabel Rosh. Azei Lant Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's about Seicher Batim and Keine Batim. So is this an Eitzo or is this a Halacha? I want to point out that the Rambam brings it in two places. The Rambam in Hilchis Ishus says clearly that a husband and a wife have a taina that they don't want to live in a neighborhood, shanosheha rayim, that the people are bad, or they are prutzim aygayim. It's a halacha. That this becomes a taina lahalacha that you can come and say, I can't live in such a neighborhood. And therefore, you've got to either get me a house in a different neighborhood. Rambam brings this clearly lahalacha, this Mishnah, in light, in reference to a taina of an ish and an isha. We're going to move to this neighborhood. I'm sorry, we found out that this neighborhood is against the Mefurisha Mishnah. It lacks the conditions of the Mishnah that says where you're supposed to move to, like Rabbeinu Yehuda says, I want to rent or borrow or buy a house in a neighborhood. You got to find out these conditions. Harchek mishachin ra, and val tischabel rasha. Zakt the Rambam, sigh the man, and sigh the wife, to come and say, I'm sorry, we're not moving into this neighborhood. You must buy me or rent me a house in a different neighborhood, because anosheh harayim, I prutzim, I akum, or they're goyim. You don't want to live among goyim, you want to live among Yidden. Now the among Yidden, everybody understands. Among prutzim, all right, we all know about the tznius, the levels of tznius, more or less. But what is anoshe harayim? It's a very open-ended statement. The people are bad. What do you call bad? The Rambam doesn't tell me what's called bad. Wait, we'll talk. Rabbi, say, Pashna lach, Pashna, hachek mishachin, rach, bid. You know, it all depends on who you talk to. By some people, everybody's wonderful. By some people, nobody's good. So, in what criteria Could you have a tiny? You come to Bez and say the people are, they're bad. Could you define bad? What do you call bad? What is the translation of bad? There's an interesting Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, which we'll get to later in more depth, but just for the point of understanding what means Ra, the Rambam says that if a person lives in a neighborhood, in a shchuna, among people who are minageisehem rayim, their customs are bad, yeilach etzlam midbaris, he should quickly move out of the neighborhood, get away, and go into the midbar, go to the desert, and find yourself a house far away from everybody, where there's nobody around, because you can't live, like the Mishnah tells us, in a place, harcheik mishachein ra. Again, Rambam, what does it mean, min hegeisehem royim? Their minhagim, their actions. Well, I won't even say the word action. Minhag means their customs. It's an interesting word. Minhagehem, says the Rambam, is royim, is bad. What constitutes minhagehem royim? Bad hanhagis. I would like to address this shaila today. Sai the halacha end of it, and sai the musar and the musar haskel that should be taken from it. So here we're learning a Mishnah, that the Mishnah tells us that there's a criteria of halacha l'chayra, the Rambam brings it, of what and where a person should live. He cannot live around shachin ra. But what does ra mean? We don't know. The Rambam in both places does not tell us what ra means. He just says that there are noshim royim prutzim. Okay, I hear, I can understand the word prutzim. I can understand akum. But what does it mean, royim? Define me the word royim. So Yemesis, I want to tell you over an interesting tshuvas haga'inim, which comes up in all the shalos of tshuvas about this topic. And it's already brought down in Berhetev, in Cheshem Mishpit, Simin Kuf Nun Vav, Shalz Chuvas Hagainim Sheila Kuf Yotes, that people in a neighborhood could withhold and force the addiction, I think that's the right word, when someone is, the eviction of a neighbor who is not good. They could come in Taina. We do not want him in our neighborhood. He's got to go. You know, there would be no neighborhoods if that would be the case, right? So what criteria, with what taina could you come and say, I don't want him in my neighborhood? Says Shalos Tshuvos Haga'inim that this is Yechaylim La'akiv Lo'irak Akum. Not only a guy, shestam akum hu anus, they're dangerous. At some given point, they could turn into a danger. Now, I don't want to get into this topic right now. Guy, danger, not. This is not for the internet as well. I'm not discussing this right now. Either way, the tshuvas hagoyim continues al afilu Yisrael, even a yid, shachin ra. Okay, here you have your shachin ra, your Mishnah. She'enai nayach lohem. They don't feel comfortable with this guy around. Oh boy. Like I said, yeah, this is a very open, wide definition of a shachin ra, to the point that I think there would be no neighborhoods in Klal Yisrael. Everybody would come and say, well, I don't like this, and I don't feel comfortable with this, and I can't, and this guy, and this, and I can't stand with this guy. I feel bad for the bezin that has to follow up on all this paperwork. It's an unbelievable, open-ended criteria. What, anything that's not noyach lehem, that they don't feel comfortable, they're not, they could get rid. Shachin ra, bad neighbor. What's a bad neighbor? I don't know. Needs to be defined, Ravesai, eh? Now, lach, it can't be that every neighbor could come to Bez and complain about his neighbor's bicycle and his in his in his in the driveway. Shreklach. And by the way, I've heard this in the past. Neighbors that come and they put the bicycle. So he put the bicycle. So what? Now what? Okay. So you see parks like that. Chidin, what they say. You know, in the camps we didn't have that much space. All right. We should be very happy with the amount of space we have. It shouldn't be my grass, your grass. And I don't believe that the Tshuvas HaGa'inim is giving you permission to be a Zdaimite. Okay? To live in a Makom Torah and be a Zdaimite. I don't think that's what exactly is what the Tshuvas HaGa'inim is referring to. So then what does he mean? I shachen she'enai nayach. You're not comfortable with him. What does it mean? So over the years, I have searched Tshuvas about this inyan, because of course I've experienced over the years, side being a shachin and side being a rov, these complaints and issues. What's called a shachin rov, einay nayachla. So I found in the Marit, Chelik Bey Simin Mem Tes, the Marit says, he brings a Mishnah, that the Mishnah brings a case where a person makes a neder that he's not going to marry this woman because of Vihara, she has a mean father. Oh boy. This guy should maybe never get married, period. I don't know. A Vihara, she has a bad father. Yeah. But he specifically points out this girl who her father is bad. It's a Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, when does he become permitted to live with this woman to be married to her? Either when the father dies or the father does tshuva. Says the Marit, oh, we see the word avihara. She's a bad person. Ooh, what constitutes a bad person? Let's see. Our Mishnah, right? Harchek mishachira, bad. Oh, we're starting to get a definition in the Mishnah, in the Chazal, what's called bad. Right? We have a makar of what means bad, a bad person. Says the Marit, it's surai ra. He has a bad disposition. He's a very schwere mensch, yeah. Ooh, wow. So we have a very interesting definition now. That every time a person has bad disposition, he's a grumpy, difficult, he's angry guy, I don't know, whatever word, whatever adjective you want to use, or call it a verb, whatever you want to call it, whatever it is, if he is that, he's that guy that people want to stay away from, so then you can get him out of your neighborhood, right? If you read further in the Tshuva of the Marit, you see clearly the Marit explains that he's Ra, and therefore your complaint against him is that you're scared of him, that he could cause you Hezek, he could hurt you in some way, shape, or form. Okay? So that limits the open-ended, I don't like the guy because he's what? He's grumpy, he's angry. Is he going to hurt you? I don't know. Is he going to cause you? Are you afraid that now he's going to take a bat and beat you up? I mean, I don't know. If it's not that, then he still doesn't fall into the definition of Ra that the Marit explains is the case of Avia Ra, and further implied here in the Mishnah of Shachein Ra. So I think any person that you don't fear him is still not called Ra. So it's not that bad. I mean, you can tell me you're afraid of your neighbor. You left the bicycle in your backyard. You still won't be afraid of him. He ain't going to beat you up, right? So he still hasn't become Ra. But I did find in the Karni Reim, the Shals Tshuvas of the Karni Reim, in Simin Kuf Lamed Ches, which is a very important point, he says, what's called a shachin ra is a gavra palga'a, a bal machlaikis. Someone who always causes machlaikis, that's a person who you could come to a bezin and claim, this is a shachin ra, we don't want him in our neighborhood. Kairach, hibadlu mitaycha eida azois, the Torah tells us clearly, shouldn't be around Bali Machloikas. They're dangerous. People could get caught up. And as you soon see in the Rishonim, that's one of the reasons why you could get in danger. Because since danger could befall the Bal Machloikas in this Pirush of Rabbi of Karnuay, but the Rishonim saying in general, the Shachin Ra could cause you hezek. Because since he could get punished, your house is next door to his house. So you could claim, I don't want to live next to the Shachin Ra. And if you learn it, that it means a Bal Machloikas. Makes sense. We find by Kairach this Yesod, that Kairach caused all the people around him a lot of tzoras, as they say. And the Mela, this could be the time. Now the problem with that is, of course, every person thinks the other guy is the Baal Machloikis, right? That's the big problem. Every Baal Machloikis thinks that the other guy is the Baal Machloikis. Good luck in trying to figure out who the real Baal Machloikas is and who's the instigator and who's the victim. I'll call upon him. We do see his side. That where you live in a neighborhood where people are fighting because they're Baal Machloikas, that's Harchik Mishachin Ra. Harchik Mishachin Ra. That's called a bad neighbor in a bad neighborhood. Now, is this Shachin Ra Ebein Adam LaMokim Ra? Or Rabbein Adam L'Chaveri Ra. So we're going down the route of Machlaikis. Okay. Machlaikis is a Rabbein Adam L'Chaveri issue, basically. I hear where you could see where it could turn into an issue of Ra L'Shamayim, that he's bad to Rabbein Shalom too. This is a big question. Amiri learns that the Shachin Ra is Ra L'Shamayim, as well as Ra Labrius. And he makes it into a Kolshkein. He's a Ra Labrius, U Kolshkein, if he's Ra L'Shamayim. There's an interesting tshuva from Arugas HaBoisim. Arugas HaBoisim says, he discusses if you could stop a Michal Shabbos moving into your neighborhood. Somebody wants to, you know, rent his house or whatever it is to a Michal Shabbos, could the neighbors come and say, you know, listen, we don't want a Michal Shabbos around here. So first the Arugas HaBoisim goes through the tshuva legabe actually renting to a Michal Shabbos where he's going to do Chil Shabbos and you're a Misayeya, which means you're helping, you're giving a hint to Chil Shabbos because in your house he's going to do Chil Shabbos. So he goes through a long tshuva. It's not for right now. The context of that tshuva, he could go somewhere else and rent the house. It could be Michal Shabbos anyways. It's considered Shtei Abadi in the Hara. It's two sides of the river. He could get it anyway. Long shmuz. The end of the tshuva is interesting, and he says, but what he will bring out, that even if it's possible to say that it's not Osir, because the guy could anyway go and be Michal Shabbos in a different house, or rent a different house. And then, of course, the question is, other Tshuvah Sfarim speak about it, is he reusing your house to be Michal Shabbos? No. In your house, he's being Michal Shabbos. It's not like he's being, like you're helping him to be Michal Shabbos. What are you? You're right, maybe he's putting on electricity, so it's like you're helping him. Like I said, we could discuss this for a topic for itself, but the main part of the Tshuvah, what's the Galen Yanenu, it's the end of the tshuva, where the tshuva, the Arugas HaBaisim writes, Harchik Mishachin Ra. That since he's a Yishachin Ra, you could come and say, listen, he doesn't belong in my neighborhood, so the renter shouldn't rent it, and the people in the neighborhood should put their foot down and say, we don't want a Michal Shabbos among us. Learning this Mishnah, that the Harchik Mishachin Ra, it means even L'Shamayim, that he's a Michal Shabbos. I saw that Tzitz Eliezer explains that there's another nekuda in the Shachin Ra and Chil Shabbos, and that is that the neighbors could come and say, "Ainu noyach lanu." Remember the Tshuvas HaGa'inim, they could say, "We don't feel comfortable." So they could come and say, "Listen, we don't feel comfortable when a guy is raised in his backyard barbecuing on Shabbos. We don't feel comfortable, our kids." So it fits into the Hagadorah of the tshuvas haga'inim of Eina Nayach Lanu. We don't feel comfortable with this person. Okay. This is Bin Adam Lamakim. But I want to point out that though Meiri learns that the Shachin Ra is Bin Adam L'chaveru Koshki Bin Adam Lamakim, and there is Rashi's, which is not in front of us, not in the Masechta of Avos, and not in any of the later day that they work on the Rishonim, but in the Tshuvas, they quote Rashi's, that Rashi says, Shachin Ra is Bein Adam L'chaveroi Gazlin Al Teshab L'Rasha Bein Adam L'Makai Arayis. I haven't seen these Rashi's, but it's quoted in the Achrayim. In passing, they bring such a Rashi. I haven't found this Rashi. What I do know is that Reb Chaim Volozhin writes clearly that Harchek Mishachin Ra is Bein Adam L'Chaveroi specifically and not Bein Adam L'Makim. Mal Teshab L'Rasha is Bein Adam L'Makim and he's Taiv L'Briyas. Reb Chaim Volozhin. Again, remember I asked you, what is the difference by the Shachin, it just says Ra? And by the Rasha, Tishaber, it uses the Lashon Rasha. What's the difference? And now we have a very nice interpretation, Reb Chaim Volozhin, that it's Bedavka. There's a reason. Because by the Shachin, we're not talking about that he's Ra, Lashamayim. Unlike the Tshuvas I quoted about Chil Shabbos and whatnot. No, Fakarit is a Frumayid, he's Gavaldik. My problem is, he's a Shachin Ra, he's Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. He's not clean, it's not right. That's why it's Shachin Ra, it's not a Rasha, but Ra. Al Teshab L'Rasha. There it means, Rasha L'Shamayim, V'Toiv L'Briyas. And he's good for people. Okay? I have a question, Rabbi Yisai. Why then, by the Shachin, does it say Harchek? And by the Rasha, which is Rasha L'Shamayim, does it say Tischaber? Which means you don't have to further yourself from the Rasha L'Shamayim. But when it comes to the Shachin, who's the Frumayid, the Fakert, the Shreit, Bandavanin, but he's a bad Midas, there it says Harchek. And I've always learned Pshat this way. I was scared to say it, Barabbim, until I found the Makar for it. I've always felt, and I feel this strongly, Rabbi Yisai, it is worse to live around people who have bad midas than who are Oiv Raver. Al Teshab L'Rasha, don't connect yourself with him. And like Rabbeinu Yonah says, because somehow you're helping him, you're part of him, and therefore you're somewhat a Misayeya in his Avera, but you don't have to be Harchik. You know why? It's identifiable that he's a Rasha. You're a Shema Torah Mitzvah, he's not. It's pretty obvious. You're not going to, so to speak, become so mushpa from him. So Al Teshaber. It's enough. Just don't connect yourself. You don't have to sit at a Shabbos table together with him and buddy-buddy with him. All right? But when it comes to Ra L'Briyos, when it comes to Be'ed Midas, he's a Baal Machoikis, or he's just a Shlechta Mensch, the Ashpa is dangerous because it's silent. It's a silent killer. You hang around him, and this I've seen all my life, and I give this over to you as a fact of years and years of living. You don't even realize that it's poisoning you. Harchek mishachin ra. You need to stay very far away. The Miri explains it's Ashpa in Pchisas Hamidas. The Lashon of the Miri is that if you have a Shachin Ro, it's dangerous. Why? Because it affects your Midas. And I want to add, without even realizing it. And therefore it's Harchek. Stay far away because you don't realize. And it's more dangerous than the Rasha that's identifiable. And where did I see this pshat? Rabbi Isaac Sherzeich Tzadik Lebracha from Slabatka says this daher. That by a Shachin Ra, this is Harchik. Rasha, you don't need that much. Altus Chaber is enough. But you don't have to move, so to speak, away from where you live. The Rambam's Lashon Rabbos, and again, I've thought about this for years, and I've held this way, and I finally felt the ability to say it, Rambam, because I saw Rabbi Isaac Sher says this, but I believe that's also pshat the Rambam now. Shan minoygi sehem royim, their minhogim aroyim. What does that mean, minhogim aroyim? What do you mean, are they going against Shulchan Aruch? It's not about Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Isai. It's about behavior. It's about bad behavior. When you live around bad behavior, it silently poisons the entire person, and he becomes mushpa from it, and you don't even realize that it's happening. I'd like to tell you two stories. One story is from the Sar Shalom, the Belzer Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I've read it in a Merida Kereshma meme when I saw it, about a chassid of his that discussed living in a remote place. He said he needed parnasim, he may do some kiruv over there. Belzer Rebbe told him, go, it's a good idea. No, chassid, he listens to his Rebbe, blindly he went. He writes back to the Rebbe that he wants to come back. After a year of living there, he wants to come back because he has nobody to talk to. There's nobody there that's even close to his caliber near a Shemayim. The people are whatever they are. And therefore, he's uncomfortable and it's not a good sviva for him and so on and so forth and v'chula v'chula. Sar Shalom tells him, stay. Stay. 6 months later, he gets a letter from the Rebbe. From the chassid, the Rebbe gets a letter. And the chassid tells the Rebbe, Rebbe, I started to find people who I could, you know, communicate with, and I'm able to. Sar Shalom's okay, now you come back. Now it's time to come back. What's the brilliance of the story? Kol zman, you realize, then you're okay. The minute you start feeling comfortable with the people around you, means that they're having ashpa on you too. You see? And now it's time to come back. And now it's harchek, mishach and ra. It's a beautiful story, Rabbi. Sadly, I was told of another story that was in a newspaper article recently about a woman who writes that at a chasana, someone held the door for her. A child. She turns to the child and she asks the child, oh, where are you from? So the child says, before I tell you where I am, can I ask you, I'm new here in town. Yeah. Child held the door for a lady. Yeah, the child asks, can I ask you, I'm here new in town. I saw a hashgachi here, and where I live, I don't recognize the hashgachi. So she understood right away that it's not from the town, and I'm going to leave the names blank. She's not from here. Where are you from? What yeshiva you go to? I'm from the Cheder in Brooklyn. The rest you'll figure out yourself. And she writes, this is the first time someone held the door for her. She couldn't understand what does it mean that a child had Derech Eretz. She was shocked by it. She writes this in the newspaper. You know, Rabbi Isai, where we live is not an excuse for our behavior. That's the point that I was trying to bring out. And the rest I don't want to clearly identify. I'm sure anybody reads the Hamadi and the Ated, wherever the story was, you can find the story. There's a point to this story. And that is that we don't even realize how it attacks our inner, that we're almost surprised, like, wait a second, he's hope. Normal basic on Hagas Toivis are just not, and it all has to do with where we, the environment we live in. And it's not an excuse. Shachein Ra is Hanagi Seyim Royim. It means that the person doesn't behave with etiquette. There's a midas chisaron, and that's where the danger is more than anywhere else. No one's going to do big averis. I mean, I'm not saying that people don't do averis, Baruch Hashem, most don't, but the hashpavit is not as dangerous as when it comes to midas royis of ra labrius. I want to tell you over another nekuda from a Rambam. Rambam says that a person should go and live in the midbar if he sees that the minhagim are royim. And we're explaining minhagim royim means that they don't have the right midas tayvus, for lack of a better term. There's a very famous story that everybody knows. It's about Reb Chaim Brisker. And I heard it originally that Reb Shraga Feivel Mendelovich would say it over, and it's printed over in his name. And I heard it one way. And then when I came to the yeshivas, I heard it a different way. I'll tell you over the two versions of the story, and I'll show you how Medaf Hashtem Pshat Na Maisa, and then we can go back to our Mishnah. The story is that Rabbi Avram Kamenovich Tiktina Rov knocks on the door of the Reb Chaim Brisker when he was in Minsk during the wars, World War I. A lot of Platon ran to Minsk. It was more secure there. Rabbi Avram knocks on the door of Reb Chaim Brisker, and there's no answer. He goes to the window, the shades are closed. Probably nobody's home. He knocks again, nobody's home. And he starts to walk away. And all of a sudden he notices that someone peeked out the window. Oh, so he runs back and he knocks on the door. And he hears a girl ask, who is there? And he says, Tiktina Rav. Oh, okay, Tiktina Rav. Avram Kamenovich, he was let in. He asks Reb Chaim, I don't understand. It's famous, you Reb Chaim, your door was always open. In Brisk, everybody knows Reb Chaim had gotten off in a stub. Why is the door sealed shut? The shutters are closed. Reb Chaim took out that Rambam I quoted you above, where the Rambam says that if you live in a place that the minhagim are royim, you must go to the midbar. You must run away. I can't go physically to the midbar. So I'm in my house and I act like I'm in the midbar, discommunicated from the people around me. This place in Minsk is Anoshe HaRoyim, the bad people. It's interesting. Many Mefarshim learn the Mishnah that way. Harchik Mishachin Ra, that's before I move in, I should be Marchik myself. But what happens if I live there already? Oh, do I have to move out? Yeah, the Rambam seems to say I have to go to the Midbar. But who says it's always doable? When I'm going to start buying a new house now, every time I move into a neighbor and it's not right, I should move away. So the Mishnah continues, if you're stuck, I'll tischabel Russia. I mean, the Chidaz, and one of the Chidaz Pshatim, it's that one is before you buy, and one is after you buy. And once you're stuck, you're stuck. But the Rambam, according to Reb Chaim, there was another Eitzah. You could live in your house and be not in your house. It's interesting. You know, the Radbaz lived in Mitzrayim. And he was asked, you now live in Mitzrayim? Which is a question that was already posed to the Rambam. For the sake of time, I won't go into the Rambam's answer, but I'll tell you the Radbaz's answer. Radbaz says, I don't live in Mitzrayim. I live in my house, and my house happens to be located in Mitzrayim. I have nothing to do with Mitzrayim. I have nothing to do with the outside street. Rather, my house happens to be landed in Mitzrayim. I can't help you about that. That's what happened. But I don't live in Mitzrayim. I live in my house. Famous Radbaz. So Reb Chaim is using this analogy also. I don't live in Minsk. I live in a midbar. I happen to be in Minsk. Yeah, so I do it in my house. I close the shutters and I'm locked away. In the yeshivas, I was told this story that it had to do with communism and Askolin and Rishoyim and later on the Briskerov said it had to do with Zionism. That's how I heard the story in the yeshivas. that it had to do with the spiritual bad that was on the street. Moscow. And therefore, Reb Chaim locked himself in his room and so on and so forth. But I knew growing up, hearing the story and hanging around the Torah V'Das by Reb Belsky, I didn't hear it that way. And when I read it a few times, B'Shem Reb Shraga Feivel, it was a little different. Reb Shraga Feivel, Mendelovitz, said that the people had no rachmanis. They weren't good people. And that's why Reb Chaim had nothing to do with them. It's a whole different story. Right? Like every story. You hear it one way, from one part of, right? And then you hear it a different way, and it bothered me. And then I finally went, and I found the Makar of the story. It's in Klumas Halev, from Rabbi Avram Kamenovich. Klumas Halev is Rabbi Avram Kamenovich's writings and stories. And there, I got my answer. Reb Chaim said that they had no rachmanis, because they took the platim that were there, and instead of putting them into the proper yeshivas, which costed money, they put them into the shulis, which means the public schools. So they're such they have such a lack of rachmanis, they're achzorim, that they put the children into haskalah. I can't have anything to do with them. So I see mara mahachi and mara mach v'lei pligi. Both sides of the story, the rachmanis part was true. And the scholar part was true. But which is the main part of the problem? I would like to learn that it's the Rachmanis part, and I'll explain to you here. Zdoim. We all know that there was a Taina living in Zdoim. In Perek Tezvav of Yecheskel, it says clearly, what was Chata Zdoim? It says clearly, Yad Oni Leichzika. From all the raw, from all the bad that Zdoim did, what was the biggest evil of Zdoim? That they didn't do chesed. Yad Oni, when people came to them, the Rachmanis. Yeah. This, you see, is a Shachin Ra. Zdoim is called Shachin Ra. And this is the Pshat in the Mishnah. So what's the point I'm trying to bring out? You know, Rabbi, so you have to be on both ends, a mashpi and a mushpa, in midas toivus. Where you live, if there's midas toivus, your children will grow up normal, healthy. If what they see is fighting and machlokes and against the rabbanim and against talmid chacham, it's not going to work. And it's going to sink in a way that you won't even realize how it's destroying you and your family. I see the time. I will end off with one maisa, one vod from Belzerav, which is beautiful, and you'll have Meir Dekana. The Sar Shalom said a beautiful vod. You know, Yankiv Avinu ran away from Lavan's house. Right? And he told his wives that he's running away from Lavan's house. When did he decide to run away? He says clearly to them, it's not like Kitmel Shilshon, like 2 days ago and 3 days ago. So what's the Pashup Shat? The Pashup Shat is that when I look, I see that he's angry, right? Two, 3 days ago, he was more friendly, right? And now all of a sudden, I see it's getting worse and worse. It's deteriorating. His facial expression to me, Sakta Sar Shalom, that's not the real Pshat in the Pasuk. Sakta Sar Shalom, when we came together, we couldn't even look 2 words at each other. I was a Bal Midas Toivis, I was a Frum Yid, he was Mamish No Shaykhis. All of a sudden, I started to realize, Eina Iti Kitmel Shilshayim, which means it's getting better. His facial, he's starting to smile at me, we're starting to get along more. Oh, now it's time to run away. Now it's time. Now the time has come. We got to get out of here. Because if he's already being friendly to me, Oyvei, Oyvei. Mushpa and Mashpia. Remember, in a neighborhood, you could either be Mashpia or you could be a Mushpa. You have to be careful of Harchek, Mishachek.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.